U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service will host a public information meeting about its recent proposal to remove Endangered Species Act protection for the gray wolf in the western Great Lakes region. That would include Minnesota, Wisconsin, and Michigan. Meeting is going to take place on June 14 at Itasca Community College. Phil Delphi is a fish and wildlife biologist with the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service, and he joins us by phone. Good morning, sir.
Good morning.
So talk about what's going to happen at the meeting at Itasca.
At that meeting, we're going to open it up with a presentation explaining what we're proposing to do and also allow questions and answers after that presentation. And then we're just going to open it up in the second hour to kind of an open house where people can interact more informally with Fish and Wildlife Service staff, Fish and Wildlife Service biologists, and get some of their other, I guess, more in-depth or any remaining questions answered about our proposal.
Let's talk a little bit about the proposal. This was going to remove endangered species protection from the wolf and return management to appropriate state tribal authorities.
The primary reason for delisting is that we've far exceeded our recovery goals for the number of wolves
What would that be? I mean, what is Fish and Wildlife figure the right amount of wolf population?
Mm-hmm. Well, we've got, back in the 1990s, we worked with wolf experts in our agency, but also mostly outside our agency, people like Dave Meach, mm-hmm. and set recovery targets for Minnesota, Michigan, and Wisconsin. And in Minnesota, the number of wolves, we had to have at least about 1,200 wolves in Minnesota, at the very least. Michigan and Wisconsin, our target was to have a population of at least 100 wolves in those two states combined. And in Minnesota, we've now have about 3,000 wolves in the state, and that goes up and down throughout the year, but that's a minimum figure of number of wolves when you look at them at the end of winter when their numbers are at their lowest. And now in Wisconsin and Michigan combined, there's about 1,200 wolves during the winter. So in terms of numbers, we far exceeded our recovery goals for the species, and we think there's a pretty firm basis to say that the populations are viable.
Does that mean that U.S. Fish and Wildlife is hands-off, or do you work with the states and the tribes?
Well, I wouldn't say we're hands-off, but the primary management responsibility would shift to the states and the tribes. Our role, really, at that point, we move into what we refer to as post-delisting monitoring. For at least 5 years, we'll monitor the status of wolves in this area. We'll kind of watch and see how the states are implementing their management plans. Each state has developed for years now management plans. I think Minnesota's now is about 10 years old almost. You know, we looked really closely at those state plans. We've actually proposed delisting wolves twice, and once a few years ago, the wolves were actually delisted for about 18 months. So that actually gave us an opportunity to see how the states would actually manage wolves. I think what happened there was that what we thought would happen happened. You know, the states capably manage wolves. There really weren't any surprises. I think in Minnesota, for example, in the transition from federal to state management, some of the protections, I would say, maybe became a little less restrictive. There was more opportunity for people to protect, for example, their pets and livestock themselves. And I think about during that period, there were about 10 wolves that were killed in Minnesota that could not have been legally killed under federal management. And that's 10 wolves out of a population of about 3,000. So really the impacts of that transition were very minimal.
So as far as we know, the states or Minnesota's laws would allow for protection of livestock, pets, and that kind of stuff, but not hunting.
You know, I think that's always a possibility, and we've seen that happen in the West, where they've actually initiated limited hunting seasons. Minnesota would not do that. They would wait at least 5 years after federal delisting to do anything like that, any kind of hunting season.
Are we okay with 3,000 wolves?
There's a very diverse opinion among the public in Minnesota, I think, about, you know, what's the right number of wolves. And I think that's going to be, because wolves, you know, are such a significant animal, there's always going to be conflict with human interests. I think it's going to be a long-term, ongoing debate and discussion between the public and the state agencies, the tribal agencies, in terms of, you know, how many wolves do we want in the landscape. As long as the Endangered Species Act is there, you know, we'll continue to have the ability to relist wolves if it ever gets to that point. But, you know, frankly, I just don't see that happening. I think everybody wants wolves to be around. It's just how many is going to be the debate.
Just remind our listeners that this is on the 14th of June from 6 to 8 p.m. Location is Davies Theater in Davies Hall at Itasca Community College. That's in Grand Rapids. We've been speaking with Phil Delphi, fish and wildlife biologist with the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service. Thank you very much for calling us.
You're welcome. Thanks a lot.